Having made it through programs like Meet the Press, President Obama sat down for his sixth lengthy network television interview in 2 days last night. NPR's Don Gagne reports on the session with David Letterman.
The Late Show band last night did its best impression of a Marine band as it welcomed President Obama to the stage with Hail to the Chief. Once the show's only guest of the night took his place on the couch, Letterman inquired about the president's daughters, Sasha and Malia. Mr. Obama said the girls do a lot of normal things they've always done. He said they've hosted sleepovers.
They actually go over to other kids' houses and the parents get frisked.
That happens at my house, too.
They don't.
But there were also serious topics.
And how is the economy?
It is improving. We've seen some stabilizing. The financial markets aren't in meltdown. You've actually seen an uptick in investment, and even manufacturing, which had been really getting battered, has started to improve. But we are not out of the woods yet.
After one commercial break, Letterman asked about the shouting and anger at town halls this summer and how some critics have vilified the president. He noted that former President Jimmy Carter said some of it is rooted in racism.
Is he onto something there, or is that just something to talk about?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to realize that I was actually black before the election.
Really? This is true.
Have you been a black man?
In the show's final minutes, the host asked about Iraq. The president said now the country has a chance to establish a democracy and that the removal of U.S. troops is on track. But on Afghanistan, he said it's a difficult mission that he is currently reassessing.
Before I send some young man and woman in uniform over there, and I'm answerable to their parents, and if they don't come back, I've got to write a letter to them saying that their child has sacrificed on behalf of America. Before I make those decisions, I've got to make sure that the policy in place is worthy of their sacrifice. And that's something that we're going to take.
The president will be in New York City for several more days. He'll address the opening session of the United Nations General Assembly. But to get his message out to Americans, he recognizes that a visit with a late-night comic is also time well spent. Don Gagne, NPR News, New York.